is Michel me. Who has to pay for the food? That is the mitzvah kivud avein. You have to give your father food, give him drinks, or give him eating. Who has to pay for it? Rashi Michel me machilo mashkeo machabdu. Who has to do it? From whose money is it? Rabbi Yudu Rami Michel Ben. The son has to spend his own money for this mitzvah kivud avein. Rav Nosam Areshi Yom Michel Af. No, the son has no chiyah to spend his own money. He has a right to take the money from his father. He has a chiyah to feed his father. But the money could be his father's money. He doesn't have a chiyah to spend his own money. Or relay Rabbanu Rav Yirmiyo. The Rabbanu taught to Rav Yirmiyo. The Yamrilu and some say lebrei the Rav Yirmiyo to Rav Yirmiyo's son. That they taught halacha is command Yom Michel Av. That halacha is the money has to only come from your father's money. The son is not mechuyah to spend his own money on kibbut avein. That's halacha. Meisvei avakasha. Nema the pasuk says kabed es avicha v'yesemecha. But nema the pasuk says kabed kabed es Hashem hoincha. You're supposed to give respect to Hashem hoincha from your property. Samal halam bechasorin kis. Just like the pasuk says kabed Hashem hoincha means from your property, from your money. You're supposed to spend mitzvah money to do mitzvahs. You're supposed to have bechasorin kis. You're supposed to spend money. Sechura af kan bechasorin kis. Here also. Should also mean, even if it means spending money, that the son, if he has to, he has to spend the money to feed his parents. Now the question is, if you're telling me now the chiv of the money is only upon the father, you only have a chiv to spend your father's money, not your own money, what's the difference? Like, what are you telling me now of kabesas avicha, like mehoincha, my nafkamina? The Gemara says, yeah, there is nafkamina. Rashi says, my chesaron, the question is, my chesaron kis ikul gavei? So what are you losing out then? It's not really like, what's the difference? There's a big difference. But the question is, though, you're not losing out any money. So Mora says, no, lebitum alocha. It's still called you losing out. Like, Rashi, if you have a job, so if you have to take off now time to go feed your parents, you're losing out your paycheck. You're not going to get your paycheck. So this much you have to lose out. True. The actual money for the food itself, you don't have to spend from your own. You're allowed to ask your father to pay for the food. But you're still losing out because that time you should be working. So if you have to stop working, you have to stop working, even though it means you'll lose out a little bit of money for that time.
What's the grant on the money by food?
You can't do it. What can you do? You don't have to steal. You can't help it. Toshima, Beis Achen, you have two brothers. Shnei Shutfim, or has two partners. Ha'avu Benoi, two partners, a father and a son. Harav v'talmidai. The halacha is poidim zeh lezeh ma'aseh sheni. Each one has the right to be poided for the other one is ma'aseh sheni. Now the halacha is if you poid your own ma'aseh sheni, you have to be ma'aseh. You have to eat on a chaimish, a fifth. If you do somebody else's, you don't have to eat on a fifth. So each one could do the other one. O ma'achilin zeh lezeh ma'aseh roni. Each one could feed the other one is ma'aseh roni. Now if they're both poor, one could feed the other one, they're ma'aseh roni. You can't take your own ma'aseh roni, but each one can give to the other one. Now the question is, says your father to his son, V'yamrit Michel Ben, if you tell me now what? That Michel Ben, the son, has a chiyah to spend his own money on his father, Nimsas der Perea Chayve Mishloniyim. So how could this son give his father his own Maiserani? Since the son has his own chiyah to feed his father, if he's going to pay his father with the money of Maiserani, he's like paying up his own chayve, his own obligation, with the money of Maiserani. He's not allowed to do that. So Marsev, like Tzuricha Le'adofa, and after me, there is ladof, it means the extra food. So Rashi is ladof, all of mutal achilu lashkaisa, means the benenis. The son, even if you learn the son has to spend his own money, it's only normal average food you have to spend for your father. But if your mother sang lasudi yisera, but if your father wants to have an extra big meal, then for sure the son does not have a chiyah to spend from his own money. So in such a case, when you want to give your father an extra big meal, then you have a right to give it to him this maiseroni. This is what we learned on this, that Amar Rabbi Yehuda said, Tovoy Meirich, should come a curse, Lemisha Meichel Esaviv Maiserani. Rabbi Yehuda said on this, no, somebody feeds his father with Maiserani, deserves a curse for it. Now the question is why? Vi Lahadofa, if the son is only spending this money for the extra big suda that the father wants, my Nafkamino, what is he doing wrong? The Chorod Adofa, he has no chiyah to give from his own money, so then he should be allowed to give him the Maiserani. So Mar says, no, afiloch, even so, zilo bel milsa. Still it's not a nice thing to do. Still it's not nice to go and give your father your Maiserani. Your Maiserani is supposed to give to somebody else and not give it to your father. Toshma coming here. Show us Rebbe Lezer, yes Rebbe Lezer, hechen kivet avein, till how far does kivet avein go? Omalem, he answered back of the Sheikol Arnakita, even if your parents take away your purse, because I can only yam and throw it to the yam before them in front of you, and you don't argue back, you don't embarrass them. That's called kibbut aveim. Just sit back and let your parents throw your money away. But the question is, v'yam, if you can tell me now, mishalav, my nafkalei minei, like why?
In other words, the question is, like if we're talking about the son does not have to lose out his own money, so here the case has to be that this arnaki was the father's money. So the question is, so what's so bad then? Why should the son yell out anyway? If it's the father's money, so what does it bother the son, the fact that the father is throwing away his own money? So how do you see here kibbut aveim if it doesn't embarrass his father? So Gemara says, no, b'royal yorshoi. We're talking about though that this money, the son would have yashened. Like if the father wouldn't have thrown away this money, it would have been the father's money, and then when the father dies, the son takes over. So therefore we're still testing out the son to see if he'll embarrass his father or not, the fact that the father is like throwing away his money, and therefore the son will lose out. And the Gemara says, v'chiho derabo bar Rav Huna, like the case of Rabbo, the son of Rav Huna. Then what happened? The Rav Huna kora shiroi bi'anfei Rabba Bray. Rav Huna ripped a silk clothing in front of his son. Omar, he said like this, Ezo, let me see, erze irosach ila rosach. I wanted to see if my son would get angry at me or not. In other words, this midah, would the son get angry if the father is doing something wrong? Who is the right? Like, what is the father doing wrong here? The father is ripping his own clothing, is ripping his own silk clothing. So we see from here now that this really should bother the son, because if the father wouldn't rip it, the son would yashin it eventually. He would inherit it eventually. So therefore, right now, it's a test to see if the son would get angry or not. So therefore, Rav Huna ripped his silk clothing in front of his son. In front of his son. Dampe Rabba Bray. So Gemara says, but how do you do this? Maybe his son will get angry at him, and therefore the koval of neivul asitim mishul is over this issue. He's putting a mishul, a trap, in front of his son, like he's the one that's causing his son to get angry at him. How can he do it? It's a sofik. Maybe the son will do an aveira of not being mekayim the mitzvah kibbut aveim. Sumara says that wouldn't be a problem. The mochel liyikorei, that the father was mochel his kavod. He gave up his kavod here, even if the son would yell back at him. The son would not be doing an aveira of e-covet, of not giving covet. Because the father, if he wants to, he could be meichel, his covet, that the son does not have to give him back respect. And Taisus speaks out that with Tzorach Lem, you have to say over here, Shehidiyah Kodem Lechem, that the father told this to his son beforehand. Because if not, Shelo Yehei Kamei Neskaven Lecho Bosa Chazir V'yolo V'yode Bosa Tle, Diyom Lekom Apek Basa, Tzorach Mechilo V'Kaporo. And that's also considered a chet. If what you think you're doing is history, even though really it's kosher, it's also considered a chet. So here we have to say that could be the father, the case here was, the father told the son beforehand, I'm leichel al kvoidi. You don't have to be mekayim kibbut aveim. Still, the father wanted to test his son to see if his son would get angry or not. So now the Gemara has another question though. But for ko'ovah mishum leisan le bal tashchis. How could the father rip his clothing? He's over in this of bal tashchis, and not want to destroy something in vain. So how could he destroy his clothing? So Mor says, the Ovid lay befum bin yona. He did it by the seam. Since he did it by the seam, ripped it by the seam, that's a place that you could sew it back again. So he's not over about Tashkis. So the question is this, how is he testing out his son? Vidilma, maybe mishum ochi le rosach. Maybe that's the reason why the son did not get angry, because the son saw he only ripped it by the seam. It's not such a bad rip, he'll be able to sew it back again. So Mor says, no, the Ovid lay bishas rizchiyah. The father did this when the son was angry anyway. So the pshat is, the son cannot tell that the father was only ripping it by the seam. So as far as the son goes, he thought the father was ripping it completely. So here he was testing out his son to see if the son would get even more angry at his father or not. This is the way he tested him out to see if he would get angry what his father was doing or not. But our kopon, and we come out, we said the psak halacha is though, that a son only has the chiyuv to mekayim the mitzvahs kibbut aveim with his father's money. But spending his own money, he does not have this chiyuv. But avad, if he wants to do it, avad is the kima mitzvah. However, the Mechaba brings down that in ein liyav, but let's say the father does not have any money, but v'yesh leben, but the son does have money, then koyfen oisiv is anoviv. Then we force the son to support his father like. The Ramah says, no, we don't force him, but our kol ponim, this is a tremendous mitzvah of tzedakah.
that if the father does not have money and the son does have money, when the son supports his father, this is a tremendous mitzvah tzedakah, a tremendous thing. So we're only saying that if the father has enough money, the son is not mechuyev to spend his own money, but could take his father's money. But in a case where the father does not have money, there is a tremendous inyan for the son then to support his father.
All right,
we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding daf lamed beis amud aleph by the two dots. So Mora says, Masni lei Rav Yecheskel l'rami brei. Rav Yecheskel, the father, taught his son Rami, that is the halach in Sanhedrin that says, Hanisrofim b'niskolim. If you have people that did averus and a chayiv misa, so certain times you chayiv misa srefa, certain times you chayiv skila. So let's say you have different people and they got mixed up together. Hanisrofim b'niskolim. Somebody that was chayiv srefa got mixed up in the jail with people that are chayiv skila. So what do we do now? We don't know what to give. So the Gemara says there, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Yedoinu b'skila. Halacha is, we have to give everybody now skila. Why? What's Rabbi Shimon's svara? Shasreifa chamura. Because Rabbi Shimon holds out of these two mises, sreifa skila, sreifa is mochamer. To burn somebody, they pour the hot lead down his throat, that's mochamer. So therefore, you have no right to give a person sreifa, because maybe he's only chayiv skila. Therefore, menasofik, that's halacha, we only give the misa akal, you have to give the ball only skila and not srefa. That's Reb Shimon Svara. On this, that's what the father said. Oh, malei Rabbi Yehuda Brei. So his son Rabbi Yehuda said, Abba, like my father, loitisnayim hochi. Rabbi Yehuda's son said to his father, Abba, let this naiv hochi, don't learn this way, like you're learning wrong pshat. Because, ma'iris reifa chamura, why does Rabbi Shimon have to say the reason why he only receives skila? Is because reifa is mochamor, typically, even without that reason, but typically, the ruba niskolam ninu. Because anyway, you should go basa reif. In other words, you learned the case was, hanis rofim biniskolam. That means somebody that was chayiv sreifa got mixed up with other people that were chayiv skila. So mashma, the majority here are people that have a chayiv skila. And one person that's chayiv sreifa got mixed up with them. So pshiti should go basa reif. So you don't have to tell me the reason why we do not give sreifa. It's because sreifa is chamura, but rather because it's bata bereif. Go basa reif, rove with them, have a chayiv of skila. That's why they should get skila. Ella, so the son said, rather hochi yisnayu. This is the way you should learn the case was, that Reb Shimon would have to say because Sreifa is mochamer. The case was like this, haniskolim binisrofim, that one person that has a chiyav skil upon himself, to be stoned, got mixed up with a lot of people that have a chiyav sreifa. So in such a case, really should go basarayv, since the majority are chiyav sreifa, they should all get sreifa. Now we need Reb Shimon to teach us. No, Reb Shimon says we can't give any one of them sreifa because sreifa is more chamor than skila. So since there's at least one person that only deserves to get skila, so we can't give him sreifa something more chamor than he deserves. Therefore, we have to give all of them only skila. Omalei, so he answered back. Ihoch, Reb Cheskel answered back. The father answered back. Ihoch, if so, aim a sefer. What did the sefer say over here? The Chachamim Oymen, the Chachamim say, Yidoinu b'sreifu. The Chachamim say, no, they deserve to be killed b'sreifu. Yidoinu b'sreifu. And the Chachamim say, why? Shehaskila chamura. Because skila is more chamur. So that's why you go after sreifu. So the question is, Ma'ira de skila chamura, why does the Chachamim have to say a reason? Because skila is more chamur. Typically, the Ruben is rafim ninu. The Chachamim just should have said, like, even on the side that they're equal. Even if both mises were equal, also we would not give skila, but rather we would give sreifa. Because on the tzad that both mises would be equal, we would go basa reif. So according to your learning the pshat, that one person is chayiv skila, went into the nisrafim, so why did the Chacham have to answer back to say that skila is chamura, even if they would be equal? Still the halacha is we would not give skila, but rather give sreifa. Because we should go basa ruba, go basa reif. So Amalei, his son answered back and said, no, that's not a question. Hossam over there, the Sefer, the Pshat is Rabbonin who the Ka'amr Lele Rav Shimon. There the Pshat is the Rabbonin is coming back to speak back to Rav Shimon. And saying like this, the Ka'amr it's Sreifa Chamura, that you Rav Shimon hold. That Sreifa is the more Chomer de Gemis, it's more strict, it's more harder to receive Sreifa than Skila. Loi, the Chom argue on you and say no. Skila Chamura, that Skila is Chomer. That's why the Chom say the Svara called Skila is Chamura. But as the actual Misa, you do not need that reason. For the actual reasoning why would we give Skila, it could be because we go Basa Reif. So the kids was Nagaya to us says, this is the way Rabbi Yehuda the son spoke back to his father, Rabbi Cheskel, that he told his father, Loitis Nai Hochi, do not learn it this way, you made a mistake. So what's Nagaya to us is, oh, Malay Shmuel Rabbi Yehuda. So Shmuel spoke to the son, to Rabbi Yehuda, Shinano, like my son, sharp one, Loitai Malay the Oba Hochi, he's not Kibbut Avein, that's not the way you're supposed to talk to your father. You shouldn't tell your father like he made such a mistake. The Tanya would learn like this. Harei shahoya ovid, oivir al divrei Torah. Let's say your father is making a mistake and doing an aveira, he's being over the divrei Torah. So when the son sees it, al yoyim aloy ab ovato divrei Torah. The son should not come and speak directly to the father to tell the father, you're being over what the Torah says, you're doing against the Torah. Ela, but rather, oyim aloy. This is the way you should speak to your father. Say, Abba, father, Kach kosuba Torah. This is the way the Torah says. The Torah says you're not allowed to do this. So Gemara asks, why is it any better? Kach kosuba Torah. Siure kom etzarele. Again, you're making your father embarrassed and feeling bad. If you tell your father the Torah says not to do this, so your mom is telling him what he did is an avera. So you're also giving pain to your father. That's also not respectful. So Gemara says, Elo, what you're supposed to do is like this. Oy maloy. You're supposed to speak like this. Abba, my father. And say your father, Mikra Kosa Batera. Kach. You're supposed to sometimes your father, you should know, there's such a postik like this. Not like to tell him, accuse him, you are over this postik. Rather, just tell him, you should know, there's a postik that says, now let eat chalev. If you see your father reading chalev, you're supposed to go over nicely to your father and say, you should know, there's a postik in the Torah that says like this. So you're not accusing your father, you're just hinting to him, and like this, he'll understand that the postik says, you now let eat chalev, so he won't go to eat chalev. That's called kibbutz. That's why you give your father respect. Elozer ben Masia Oimer, Abba Elozer ben Masia. Now Elozer ben Masia, Elozer ben Masia says like this: what's going to be in the case that Abba Oimer Hishkeni Mayim, that your father told you to give you some water, or mitzvah lasois, and you have another mitzvah to do? There's a mitzvah kfura, mitzvah slavaya. You have another mitzvah to do. So what should you do now? So he says, Alochar is, Meniach ani kvoid abba. I'll leave over, I will not take care of my father. But rather, v'yos yaseh mitzvah. Let me go take care of the kfura, take care of the levaya. Why? Because shani v'yabba chayobim b'mitzvah. Because my father was also mechuyev b'mitzvahs. So therefore, like we had the svara before, you both of you have to listen to Hashem. So rather the son should rather do with the mitzvah that Hashem wants, rather than doing the mitzvah kibbut aveim. However, Isi ben Yehuda says like this. It depends. Imef shel mitzvah liyosas adei acherim. If this mitzvah is possible to be done by somebody else, there's a mitzvah's kfura. But you could have somebody else take care of the kfura. So then, acherim to yosah, less adei acherim, to yosah adei acherim. You're supposed to rather let the other people do the mitzvah. V'yelechu b'kavod aviv. And you're supposed to do kibbut aveim. Like it's no good sushtel. Because over here, when you're doing the mitzvah, kibbut av, it's also a mitzvah. You're also doing a mitzvah. So like, my yom, my mitzvah, my ha mitzvah, adirava. Mitzvah kibbut aveim is a very strong mitzvah. So therefore, close the mind, you could let somebody else do the mitzvah. And you should be Isaac and kibbut aveim. That's odif. The only time it's not like this is by limra Torah. To learn Torah, learning Torah is more stronger than kibbut aveim. Therefore, while the son is learning Torah, he has the ptur, like not to take care of his father. But again, it depends. It's only if you don't live in the same city where your father is. If you went outside of town to learn in the yeshiva, you have a right to leave home to learn someplace. But if you're still at home, then every day when you finish your learning, you still have the mitzvah of kibbut aveim. The Gemara says, Omer Rav Masna, halacha kisi ben Yudit. That's the halacha. That even though you have other mitzvahs to do, but and then it comes the mitzvah of kibbut aveim, If it's possible that somebody else could do the mitzvah, so rather let somebody else do it, and you should be Isaac and Kibbut Avein. But Avad, if you already started to do the mitzvah, then the klal is Isaac the mitzvah, potem in a mitzvah. If you already started to do the other mitzvah, and then it comes up a mitzvah, Kibbut Avein, you don't have to stop doing the first mitzvah, you're allowed to continue doing the first mitzvah. Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Shaila, Amar Rav Masna, Amar Rav Chizda, Ha'av shemochol ha'kvoidoi kvoide mochol. A father that's moichol ha'kvoide, gives up his respect like he's moichol. The son does not have to respect him, so it's called kvoide mochol. And we had the Gemara before, that the father's moichol ha'kvoide, it's such an Indian like that. However, it's brought down l'alocha, that that's the way a father should do it. A father should be moichol ha'kvoide in order that even if the son does not give him back the right respect, your son should not get punished for it. Because if the father is not moichol al kvoidoi, then chas v'shalom, if the son does not act nice to him, the son will get punished for it. So rather, it's a nice thing that every father should be moichol al kvoidoi. But even so, it's brought down l'alocha, even though the father is moichol, that does not give the son a right to act disrespectful. Of course, the son still has the mitzvah to give respect back to his father. It'll only help that if he couldn't help himself, the son, and by mistake he didn't act nicely, he won't get punished for it. But even though your father's meichel akvoidi, you still have to give him respect. Vaito harav shemeichel akvoidi, if your rabbi, even your rabbi muvik, also gives up his respect, here he holds ain't kvoidi mochel. No, he has no right to give up his respect. The Talmud still has to give his rabbi respect. And if he doesn't, he'll get punished for it. But if Rabbi Yosef Omar know, and this is the halacha, that afilu harav shemeichel akvoidi kvoidi mochel, even your rabbi muvik, the one you learned all your halachas from, it gives up his respect, his moichel, his respect, it's called the mechila, and therefore if you don't give him due the right respect, you won't get punished for it. So Shneimar, he says, the Pasuk says, Vashem holech lefneim yoimam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went in front of the Klal Yisrael. See, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave up his respect, and he went in front of Klal Yisrael. You see, Hashem, like the Rebbe, could be moichel akvoidai. Omar Rav, Rav says, Hoch Yashem, what does it have to do with the other? Hosom HaKadosh Baruch Hu al madilehu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu owns this world. Therefore, Mochel Eli Yikorein, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the right to give up his own respect, because since he's the owner of the whole thing, so therefore he can like be Michael his own respect.